Now, let's turn our eye to the world of business. Yuka Royer with me here in the studio. Hi, Yuka.
Hi, Nadia.
Look, it is the end of an era for the Danish Post Office because it delivered its last letter today after 400 years.
Yeah, it's been an emotional day filled with nostalgia for Danes as PostNord made good on its plan to stop delivering mail, a service first offered in 1624. The company, which is jointly owned by the states of Denmark and Sweden, cited a 90% drop in letter sending over the past quarter century as the reason behind the move. It will now focus solely on parcels, with a private shipping firm taking over the paper mail delivery. Luke Schrager has the story.
Det kan føles som en afslutning. Er det heller ikke et farvelbrev? Det er et nyt kapitel.
Not an ending, but a new chapter. At least that's how Denmark's PostNord framed the end of its deliveries of paper letters in a recent advert, a service it's run for over 400 years.
It's a special feeling since it's been here so long, and also because it's history. We've been the mail service since Christian IV was king.
Simply, Denmark's become one of the most digitalized nations in the world, and the last 25 years have seen letter deliveries drop off by over 90%, partly a result of government communications mostly going online and ordinary Danes following suit. And with PostNord reporting a deficit of about 57 million euros last year, cost cutting was inevitable.
What's important is that you can still send a letter, no matter where you live. And you can still receive one no matter where you live. And you can do that going forward. But we'll be doing it without government support for PostNord.
Danish law guarantees the right to send a letter, and that service will now be offered by Dow, which will get over 14 million euros in government subsidies for stepping into the role. It's a private company with its own network and corporate stamps, though letters will have to be handed in at company shops rather than letterboxes, which started getting removed over the summer and which went like hot cakes when recently auctioned off. And what of PostNord? Well, the joint Danish-Swedish entity will still be around. It still delivers letters in Sweden, but its Danish operations will now focus on e-commerce and delivering parcels, a service used by 8 in 10 Danes who regularly shop online.
And Yuka, while Denmark does appear to be the first country where the primary postal service has abandoned physical mail, as we saw in that report, elsewhere in the world, postal services are adapting, aren't they, to the digital age?
They are. Well, although few post offices have been fully privatised, many have either been partially privatised or outsourcing services to cut costs. In Germany, the government still owns a part of Deutsche Post, now known as DHL Group, but no longer has a controlling interest. In Italy, Belgium and Austria, the government either directly or indirectly holds large stakes. France had sought to sell part of La Poste, but dropped the plan back in 2009. But the trend has definitely shifted from mail to parcels. Germany's postal service has become Europe's leading logistics company, but its growth has been driven by DHL, which it acquired in 2002. In the UK, physical post offices still state-run, but Royal Mail, that handles the collection, sorting and delivery, has been fully privatised and recently taken over by Czech billionaire Daniel Kretinsky. His plans to convert it into a low-cost parcel handler, the Amazon of Europe, has come under scrutiny. In October, the firm was hit with a massive fine for delays in delivering letters.
All right, Yuka, let's look at some business news from here in France. And the government is set to borrow a record amount of money in financial markets next year.
The French state is keeping its borrowing plans for 2026, now made possible thanks to an emergency budget passed last week. State debt manager Agence France-Trésor is expected to issue 310 billion euros in medium and long-term bonds next year. That's up from 300 billion euros issued in 2025. Which was already a record. The new borrowing will be equal to about a tenth of France's economic output. And it could further complicate the government's effort to reduce its debt burden, which stood at over 117% of GDP at the end of the third quarter this year, nearly double the EU's limit of 60%. And interest payments will also rise amid higher interest on government bonds. Before he was ousted earlier this year, former Prime Minister François Bayrou warned warned that the cost of servicing the debt could become the single largest line item in the nation's budget.
And Yuka, before you go, let's have a quick check-in then on the markets.
Well, gold and silver rallies have resumed in the commodities market today as global stock markets diverged. Major European bourses ended the day in positive territory, with London gaining 0.75%. Paris and Frankfurt also rose comfortably, with the pan-European Stoxx 600 index hitting a new record high. And US stocks are trading in the red at this hour, with the Dow Jones down by 0.3%, and the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both slightly below the flat line. And that's it from the business desk for now.
All right, Yuka, thank you very much indeed. Yuka Royer for us there with the business.